Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report. You're on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, last week, Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rollins spoke on the current state of the farm economy in the U.S. and also addressed the ways President Trump is supporting American agriculture. U.S. farm production inputs are significantly more costly than 4 years ago, putting pressure on farmers' bottom line. Between 2020 and now, seed expenses alone have increased 18%. Fuel and oil expenses have increased 32%, and fertilizer expenses have increased 37%, and interest expenses increased by a whopping 73%. The USDA and the Department of Justice recently signed a memorandum of understanding that represents a joint commitment, she says, by both agencies to protect America's farmers and ranchers from the burdens imposed by high and volatile input costs while ensuring competitive supply chains, lower consumer prices, and the resilience of U.S. agriculture and food supply. Now, the antitrust division of the Department of Justice, she says, will work hand in hand with USDA to take a hard look and scrutinize competitive conditions in the agricultural marketplace. For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nemitz.